Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Readers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. Coming at you for the 201st time. Yeah. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics.
We read too many comics.
Too many comics.
I didn't know that there were this many when we started.
And still more to go.
I was like, there's like 50 maybe?
Yeah.
But we got so many to go still.
We got a solid 2,000 apps that we could probably get away with.
Yeah, true. Before we read all of them.
Yeah.
Which is our goal.
All the books.
Read every trade that's ever come out.
There's probably 100 new series that come out every year.
Yeah.
So we'll probably never catch up unless we were to double up.
But it's about the hunt, you know?
Yeah.
It's about the hunt to collect them all.
It's never about the destination.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Left Bank Gang. We got Back Matter Matters. We got the poll list, but we start with the news.
Daniel, the hardest hitting news.
So much news.
That you've probably heard already.
Yeah.
Some big stuff that we're going to cover 2 weeks because we didn't do last week.
What is the biggest news to you?
Biggest news, TMNT is relaunching with Jason Aaron to write.
Correct.
And people were like, well, who's going to do the art for it? And then they made it like a whole thing. And it's like, who do you think is going to do the art for it? And it's going to be four different artists for the first four. And then it'll be Rafael Albuquerque continuing it.
Whoa!
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
Did you see the list of the artists?
No.
So number one, and I think, I don't really know, because it looked like they were just launching four different series, but number one is going to be in July 2024 is Raphael with Joel Jones on art.
Nice.
Number two is going to be Michelangelo with Rafael Albuquerque.
Okay.
Number three is going to be Leonardo with Cliff Chang.
Are you shitting me?
And number four is Donatello with Chris Burnham.
Gah!
And I was like,
it's like,
wow.
It's like, what would Daniel fucking love?
And I was like, damn, all of these are really good choices.
Take my money.
Yeah, I know. And so I'm really fucking stoked for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the first time, like ever, I think, to like pick up and continue reading weekly.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I never thought I'd be that, because like, I never thought I could catch up,
yeah,
you know, to 150, you know?
Yeah.
But that's sick.
It's very not going to be a reboot, I guess. It'll just be like a renumbering and they continue on, but a good stopping point, I'm sure.
Dope,
at 150.
Dope.
So pretty exciting.
Love it. Very excited. Do you think our expectations are going to be too high?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
I'm like,
I don't really know what to expect. So I guess like I expect quality, but that's like all I expect because I really respect Jason Aaron as a writer and all of those artists as artists.
The first four, I'm there for the art, you know, and hopefully there's some story.
Yeah. If there's some juice there, I'm sticking on, you know.
Oh God, I'm so happy for him.
Yeah.
Like another like ongoing series, which I think is just he's meant for.
Yeah.
You know? So that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Cause we found out he had like 2,500 pages of Thor shit, you know?
It's all so good.
Yeah, and so
there's not like a single time I was bored during that run, I feel like, which okay. is cool.
Cool, cool. In other news, Nathan, Creature from the Black Lagoon Lives, coming this April.
Yeah.
Writers, Dan Waters, Ram V.
Yup.
Matthew Roberts and Dave Stewart.
Pretty cool.
Which is neat. I am not a fan of that like property, but I like how he looks.
He does look pretty cool.
I think he'd be cool for like, you know, comics and then like toys.
Yeah.
But
like, I like that they're trying to bring back like that old school horror feel. And
yeah,
they're using like big properties to do that.
Universal stuff.
Yeah. Because it's at Image, right? Or Skybound?
I think Image is like the publisher or whatever.
And they just did a Dracula miniseries that I guess is pretty good. So, pretty cool.
Yeah, I got number one. I haven't read it.
Nice. Excited for that. Some things that are eventually coming. Rob Liefeld is launching a book called Last Blood. And I'm like, that's the most Rob Liefeld title I've ever heard, I think.
I think I brought that up. Did you look up Last Blood? Is it a dude that looks like Red Hood?
He just posted what the like t- title.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm thinking of something else. It's like Bloodstrike or something.
Oh, that's pretty cool, too.
And that's like a movie that he's trying to get made.
Oh,
like
yeah,
one
yeah.
of his 90s properties.
And then Miller is, he just finished his final draft of Huck. So the relaunch of that's going to come pretty soon.
Oh, for sure. The actress who plays She-Hulk, I can't remember her name. Shame on me. But she doesn't think She-Hulk is getting a second season because it's real expensive, I guess.
That makes sense.
So it's like that sucks, but it was a cool first season.
Yeah, I liked it. I think that was one of the better ones. People disagree with me, and they're wrong, Daniel.
They don't even read comics, probably.
They don't even read comics. I don't even read She-Hulk comics, except for that one that we did for the show. Go check it out.
Good.
Little plug. And it was pretty good.
Good app, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Invincible's coming back March 14th.
Yeah.
Excited for that.
So it's like done, so they could release it now, but they're not.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
To keep us anticipating. At least like...
When does The Boys come out? Are they trying to like line it up with... Is Prime trying to line it up with like something like that?
They might be. Yeah. I think summer. Nathan, Deadly Class. You know that book?
I do know that book. I've read some of it.
It's getting a compendium.
Ooh.
It is 1,368 pages.
Nice.
And which is 56 issues, and it'll be a whopping $60.
That's a great deal,
which
I
is
feel
a
like.
Fucking steal.
Yeah, dude. Normally those...
That's like costs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like it. Yeah, normally those would be like easily $80, 85.
With like 56 issues, like yeah. maybe $100 for this bad boy.
Yeah.
That'll come out January 31st, so that's, probably by the time you're hearing this, it's out.
That is sick.
I love compendium news and omnibus news, you know? Compendiums yep. are cool, too.
Dick Tracy's coming back. I don't know when. Don't ask me about it.
Neat. Nathan.
Yeah.
DC is having an April special.
Okay.
It's called DC's April
okay.
special.
Okay.
And so include your favorite monkey characters
Detective
like
Chimp.
Detective Chimp, Nathan.
Whoa. Gorilla Grodd.
Maybe.
It's like the, those are the two big ones. Gorilla Grodd's arguably the more famous one than Detective Chimp.
Monsieur... Mind or whatever? What was the gorilla with the brain? Who has the who's in love with the brain guy?
I don't know. I don't know.
He's in Doom saying. Patrol.
Oh, I don't know his name.
Monsieur Monkey or something. I don't know. I'll look it up and be embarrassed. But yeah, it's just like a one shot. It's coming out in April, and I think that's fucking cool.
Hold on, let me look up. Is it like Ape Dash Rill?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I think it's like a bunch of eight pagers and stuff. So.
Dan Mora
I think John Layman's on it. He's like the first
oh yes
writer. Hell yeah.
I don't oh there's that new like monkey boy or
the new monkey boy
no there's
the
like,
one from Doom Patrol
no
nah
it was like a weird monkey character that they were like really pushing for some reason. I can't remember his name.
What's he look like? Where was he?
He has had his own series. He looks like this. He's like right here.
Oh,
the fuck is that guy's name?
I don't know. It reminds me of like
Monkey Boy,
American Boy in Chinese.
It looks like there's a Sherlock gorilla character as well.
Cool.
So I hope there's a fucking mystery that only apes can solve because
mystery not, ape team up.
Yeah, there's also a Superman looking ape. I don't know what that's about, but I'm excited.
You know that like Superman's been a gorilla at some point.
Yeah, he would have had to have been. He's been a woman,
dude. What was that one guy? It was like Gorilla Man or something.
We're not good at remembering names today.
Remember that book and there was a guy and he just had a gorilla body but a man's head? It looks kind of funny.
It sounds like it would have been in like Flex Mentallo or something.
I think it might have been. I can't remember.
Did I bink it?
I think it was a book where they had like multiple artists on different issues. I can't remember. I'll find it. But Man Ape is Marvel. And I can't remember if this gorilla guy was like DC or not. I'm just going to Google.
Yeah, let's look it up. I'm going to look up Man Ape and see what comes up.
It's a white gorilla.
Oh.
Gorilla guy.
Yeah.
DC?
I think he's Marvel. But where did we see him? No, he's like a Black Panther villain.
Man Ape?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh.
There's other gorilla characters. Oh. Monsieur Mala is what I'm thinking of with the brain guy. Gorilla Man.
Monsieur Mala?
Monsieur Mala.
Oh, yeah. He's in Young Justice.
Yeah, dipshit.
His first appearance was in Doom Patrol, which
your
makes
guide
sense.
To gorillas of DC Comics.
Okay.
God, why isn't this just popping up?
Is it only gorillas that they're going?
No, it's like monkeys too.
Hmm. So
gorilla body.
What they meant to say human, was primates.
Human head comics.
Can we have like a primate month? Do another hit monkey.
Oh yeah, it's just Gorilla Man.
That is so you got it right. That's from the beginning.
Yeah, that's Marvel though.
Oh.
See this picture on the right and the left?
Oh yeah. Where did we see that?
It must have been a fucking
weird
Marvel thing, comic that because it's a Marvel character. So
yeah.
They got all the good Marvel characters.
God damn it.
Gorilla characters.
I need to know was it like Young Avengers or something? Anyway.
I don't think we'll ever know.
Yeah, we'll never know and I'll never look back.
You know, if I just Google it and search Gorilla Man, it'll pop up in my notes.
Oh, good idea.
Was it US Avengers?
Dude, that sounds right. I think it must have been.
I said King of Gorilla Men has Rolk cornered. That was like my whole note. So that's cool. I know you guys are just tired. If you want to go back to
God,
one of the worst books we've reviewed, it gets a lot of points for Rolk, but other than that.
Rolk, pretty cool. You were really excited to read it for some reason.
Because I saw the cover years ago and I was like,
looks like a good cover. Awesome. Yeah.
Anyway, Nathan, any more news from you?
No more news from me.
Good. Shut up. Okay. What book are we reading this week? Or did we read this week?
Can I talk now? Because you told me to shut up a second ago.
No, you can talk now.
Okay. We read The Left Bank Gang. Does it start with the or is it just Left Bank Gang?
You know, I think the cover says the, but then like if you just go to how it's listed, it's just Left Bank Gang.
It's The Left Bank Gang, according to the title, by Jason. Just Jason.
Jason who?
Just Jason.
Just Jason.
He is one of our favorite comic book creators.
What do you mean? You've read one of his books?
No, I've read two, I'm pretty sure.
What was the other one?
There's the Hitler one and a different one.
Okay, so all his books?
No.
All his books are different than Hitler.
Well, there's a list of other books by Jason, and there's like 12 in here.
There's a lot.
And I'm like, damn, I want to collect all of them.
You want to collect them, like own them?
Or? Yeah, I want to like own them and like have them on a shelf. And it's like, it could be like...
The Jason shelf.
Yeah, the Jason shelf. And it'll be like books that are like smaller than the rest of my trades, probably.
Do you even have Upside Down, bro?
I don't have Upside Down.
Wow. Fake fan.
Is that a Jason book?
That's his most recent one, dude. It's the sci-fi
one. Oh, yeah.
Big fan. I'm going to have a Jason shelf before you.
Ooh. Yeah, we should race. he's like Norwegian?
I think so.
Yeah. And he's great. This is from Fantagraphics. And we wanted to do a small book because we just read the most absurd comic book of all time.
Should have worn my Fantagraphics shirt.
Oh, yeah, you do have one. Wait, didn't I get you a Jason shirt? Is that what it was?
It says Fantagraphics, but it's Jason's characters on it.
Okay, yeah, good shirt. Man, I'm such a good gift giver.
I know.
I don't remember what I got you for Christmas this year, so.
You got me One Size Squadron.
Ooh, that's right. That was a good gift.
For a good gift.
Anyway, so.
What'd you think?
You said this one is your favorite one?
It's my second favorite one.
Okay, that's absurd.
Why? You don't like this one?
I thought it was okay.
Oh my God, this one fucking rules. I loved rereading it.
I read the whole thing and I was like, I like the end.
You just don't get it.
I do get it.
You're too dumb.
I'm not dumb.
You don't know what happened.
It just seems
you got
like,
too confused.
It just seemed, no.
You're too silly.
I understand all of it perfectly, even more than you.
I highly doubt that.
I think just like some of it is like just a meta criticism on like the comics industry and stuff. And I think that's fine, but, and I like that stuff, but I don't think they gave us like enough before they went into the heist and then they did the heist and it just like ended.
I think they gave us plenty.
And
these bitches are also 50 pages. So
yeah. Was the Hitler one always 50? It was 50 as
well. Like all 50 pages except for Upside Down.
Well, this one's like 45. So it's like 10% less. So
you think you were gypped?
Yeah, I need 5 more pages from you, Jason. but I do like it. Like I think he's the best at more than any other person we've read is just making a joke out of something that he portrays as like absurdly normal.
Okay.
Like something crazy will happen and then like the characters will be like, And that's like my favorite joke that he does.
It's are you talking about like the purse snatching and like some guy's just watching and he's like,
there's a part where
it gives me an idea
where like a dude thinks his dick is too small, and so his friend checks it out and he's like, no, you're good. And then they just like they go back to whatever they were doing
and someone walks in on them.
Yeah. I was like, that's hilarious. But yeah, that is a good example. Like someone got their purse stolen and he's just like, I have an idea.
So I've really dug into these at a certain point. Mm-hmm. And I think I've read like 4 or 5, you know, and I think I Killed Adolf Hitler and then this one are the ones that like just kind of stayed with me the most. Okay. I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, this is well done, you know, or like, I'm like, I get what this is, mm-hmm. you know, other ones I'm like, I don't know what I just read.
Okay.
And
that's fair.
So I think this is definitely up there and you may be disappointed going into other things, or maybe you're just smarter than me.
Maybe.
And we'll understand what he's trying to convey.
Yeah. But let's get into it.
Alrighty.
So yeah, the left bank gang.
I like how everyone wears the same clothes.
Yeah, that does help because I did get confused a little bit on the characters. But anyway, we meet Ezra and we meet Ernest Hemingway and Scott. And it's like the 1920s, I'm pretty sure, in Paris. And, you know, these are all anthropomorphic animals like they normally are. I don't know if you're listening and you listen to our Hitler one or if you just know who Jason is. But they're all just like the same anthropomorphic animals, kind of like a comic strip. But every single one has every single book of his. They're just different characters, but same design. I don't know. It's very strange.
Yeah. A little tweaked.
Yeah. But it's cool. I like it. But Ernest makes comics. And one night Scott was kicked out by his wife, Zelda. And so he goes to stay with Hemingway. Scott also makes comics, but it's kind of created a strain on his relationship with his wife because of the amount of time it takes to create comics and the little money that you get from making comics. So it's like a classic meta criticism on just the industry and what a grind it is for what little recognition you get and how little money you get. And I'm like, yeah, that's a pretty good representation.
And this is like kind of like a world where all books are comics.
Yes.
Because these are like authors, you know, like novelists. And he goes to like some bookstore, like library or something, and he's talking about how like War and Peace is like a comic.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, that is really funny.
He's only.
And then he also talks about like a dude's book, but all the characters always look the same and it's hard to keep track or whatever. And I think it's just Jason talking about how people criticize his stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's pretty funny too. So Zelda, Scott's wife, is bored of Scott always making comics and wants to go travel, but Scott doesn't have the money to travel. And then Scott asks Zelda if she still loves him, and then it like cuts away real quick, which is a little dark. And Ernest goes to who I think is his editor, and he kind of just gets ridiculed for how he makes comics, how he writes, how he draws characters, stuff like that. But it seems like his wife, Hadley, loves him for who he is, which is very nice.
She doesn't care about money, Nathan.
She doesn't care about money. She cares that she's with him.
She makes him promise never to leave her.
Yeah. And you'd think it would be the other way around. But no, she just likes her situation, which is the opposite of Scott.
She's a good one.
Yeah. Then we see Zelda cheating on Scott, and she's complaining about his small dick as well. And what a bitch
this Don't character is. Don't they say is. Pecker or something?
They say prick.
Prick, yeah.
Which is a good way. That's a good word for it. And this is easily the person I've hated the most of all of his books, which is crazy because there's literally been a Hitler in one of his books. So,
oh, you've hated like...
I hate Zelda more Zelda? Than yeah. I hate Hitler.
Yeah, she's not great.
Yeah.
They run into a guy on the street and because like their comics show up in like the paper, I guess, or something. And,
yeah.
And a dude like rips up one of their comics like right in front of him.
Yeah.
And then
and he's like, how do you feel about that?
And then Hemingway just like fucking punches him.
Yeah.
And which, I'm like, hell yeah.
That has to feel nice to like be yeah. able to
defend. And then they just go way. On with their day.
Yeah. And it was like, all right, well, let me finish what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Scott and Ernest hang out. Scott tells him about his troubles with his wife, Zelda. And Ernest confirms that Scott has a normal sized dick. And it's just so absurdly casual because he's like, all right, well, let's have a look. And then they just like walk down some stairs.
They're like in the bathroom. And they're like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. And then he says, it's completely normal. Don't listen to Zelda. She's crazy.
And then the dude that walked in on him sat right next to him and like stared, but like kind of like a half smile. Like,
yeah, he was like, I know what just happened. Just like silly little gags like that. But like, they're so good.
They're super subtle.
Like, only Jason, I feel like, can pull them off, you know?
Yeah.
They're super fun. And then they also go to, like, some statue to, like, cockshame the dude that the statue is made from. And I think that's funny.
Oh, I thought they were going to show, like, see, that's normal size. But, like, on those statues, they always seem really small.
Yeah. So, Ernest hangs out with Ezra. And they talk about rejections and why they even do comics in the first place. Ernest talks to this, like, duck dude. I believe that's James.
James.
And he says they do comics because they read comics as kids and they wanted to do comics, so they pursued it. And now it's all they know how to do. So they're kind of stuck. And then they all get drunk together. And then another day, Ernest sees someone steal money from a woman and he gets the idea to steal some money.
So do a heist.
He tells his boys about it.
Were you put off by like Hemingway just like killing a pigeon?
Yeah, what was that about?
I think he's just an angry man.
I think he's like struggling for food, and I think he's going to cook
He's not going to cook the pigeon.
He's as soon as he killed the bird, he was like, are you hungry?
Oh, yeah, he put it in his pocket.
And he puts it in his pocket. So this, I think he's trying to show how much you have to like really survive.
Like, I mean, these are like dogs, right?
They're like dogs, yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes dogs like kill a bird.
I've never thought about what they were until you asked me that just now. But yeah, I guess they are dogs.
Yeah, at least Hemingway for sure. And then I think
they're all, most of them are dogs.
But like James Zelda doesn't really look like a dog.
But it's like a dog with hair. It's like if a dog had like a wig on.
Perhaps.
Anyway. Zelda hears about this plan for Scott to steal money and she decides to tell this to the man that she is cheating on Scott with. His name's Edward.
Yep.
Spelled really weird. Spelled European, I guess.
Edward.
And she takes that as an opportunity for them to get money by like writing him out or something. And again, she's a big bitch.
Yeah.
And then we get to the heist. And I really appreciate this structuring of telling like what happens, because we see like everybody's perspective. And what I think is cool is that it starts off with like Ernest and we see what happened, and then it'll go into like a different person's perspective and we learn more about what happened and why some of the weird things that kind of stuck out in your head from the previous person now makes sense with the next.
Yeah.
And it's pretty sick.
Which is cool about it.
I do like that.
And there's like you can tell there's like a lot of thought put into it. And I could tell like I couldn't do that, you know?
Yeah.
A couple things.
Sure.
So a couple pages before they like, you know, put their ski masks on, like they're like celebrating. Like Ernest is like with his wife.
Yeah, and he's like, you don't got to worry about money no more.
Yeah, they like go to a dinner and share some wine. You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, you do that after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like still broke.
When I saw that, I'm like, he's going to fucking die, you know, because I don't remember what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to rob a cash office, whatever the fuck that is.
I think it's just a bank, but the Norwegian version.
This is in France.
French.
This place does look like France, though.
Yeah, it does. They got fancy chairs.
I like the title cards. Those are cool.
Like the panel with like, it just says Ernest or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those too. So we get the Ernest perspective. So they're gearing up to go rob the bank. Scott takes a piss and then they leave suited up. But again, it's like, all right, they're suited up and it's like, why is this guy taking a piss and why are we watching him, like watching these guys wait around while Scott takes a piss? But it comes up later. So they go to the bank, they take the money, and then Scott shoots two guys and leaves with the money, leaving Ezra and Ernest behind. Ezra and Ernest like get out of there, and Ezra buys cigarettes real quick because he's like, what the fuck was that? I think I need some cigarettes. Then James shows up to Ernest's house, I think, and he's all winded, or at least their meetup point.
No, he's bloody. He's shot.
Yeah, but you can't really tell.
There's blood.
There's blood, but it's like black and it's not obvious. It kind of just looks like he's winded and dazed.
And then he's got a bag.
He's got a bag as well. So
definitely shot though.
Yeah.
You have to like look for it.
So then we see James' perspective, which I appreciate that he's next because it's like,
who is the duck man?
He's the duck guy. Yeah.
Who was just shot.
So James, at the start of the heist, he distracts the main guard outside by acting blind and he acts like he needs help after a fall. James then sees who we thought was Scott before stealing money, but it's actually Edward, which is Scott's wife's secret lover man. And so James follows him and goes up to, like, you know, wherever he went in his room. He hears a gunshot, goes into the room, and then James gets shot. And then...
and there's a fire.
Then we see Ezra and Edward on the floor, and there's a big fire. And so he stumbles away to...
Zelda and Edward.
Sorry, what did I say? Ezra?
Ezra,
yeah. Yeah, Zelda and Edward on the floor. There's a big fire. And he manages to stumble his way to Ernest at the end of his sequence. So that connects now. And I was super confused at, like, this gunshot scene, because I was like, there, he gets shot, but there's two people dead on the floor. And I'm like, what the fuck happened here?
Mm-hmm.
But it comes together, which is nice. So the Scott perspective, Scott goes to take a piss and he gets knocked out by Edward. And Edward puts on Scott's clothes and mask to make everybody else think that he's Scott. But when he wakes up, he realizes what happened and tries to meet up with Ernest at the meetup spot, but only sees, like, a dead James there after he, like, collapses. And so Scott goes home and discovers that his wife, Zelda, is gone. And there's, like, this last panel of him looking at, like, alcohol, which is pretty heavy to me. Because he's like, well, fuck, that didn't work, and now I don't have a wife. And yeah. So he just, like, starts looking at alcohol,
and he saw newspaper clippings falling from the sky during his walk.
He sure did. And
you're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you. There's a lot going on. Then we get the Edward perspective. This is the guy that Zelda is cheating on Scott with. So we see him knock out Scott. He puts on his mask, he does the heist, shoots two guys or whatever, and then he runs off. And then he finds Zelda. He walks in on Zelda on the phone with someone else, seemingly cheating now on Edward. So she's like a double cheater.
Yeah.
She's cheating on the guy that she's cheating on the guy with.
Double slut.
And then Zelda, like, shoots him. And that's it. That's all we get there.
He's like, is it because he's got a bigger prick than me?
It's always about big pricks, apparently.
No prick is big enough for Zelda.
And so finally we get the Zelda perspective, this hoe. And we see Zelda answer the phone. And she's like, Scott would never do that. And then ends the conversation at the point when Edward came in. And Edward gets shot by Zelda. Zelda then plans on having Edward dead next to the bag, but, like, burned in a fire so the cops think that the money got burned.
She swaps out the bags.
Yeah, swaps out the bags. And so they would assume that Edward did the heist and then got killed in a fire. But then Edward shoots Zelda with, like, enough strength. And then Zelda sees James come in at the wrong time and then shoots him. So let's go, Edward.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck this person. So that explains all of that. And now we see the Ezra perspective. So, you know, those two guys get shot in the bank, and then Ernest and Ezra, you know, run off. But when Ernest goes to buy cigarettes, he actually calls Ezra, and it's
Zelda.
Sorry, Zelda. I kept mixing up their names, I'm realizing. But so he calls Zelda. And it's like the conversation that Zelda was having, but when Edward walked in. And so she was cheating on her cheater with one of Scott's friends, which is fucked up, to tell her that, you know.
Well, we don't really know if the cheating was going on, but he was definitely cut in on, like, her deal.
I think she calls him, like, honey or something.
So mind.
There was a... Yeah, she said, goodbye, honey, be careful. So she was cheating on the cheater. But so yeah, we find out they're fucking, and then they see James die in front of them, and they leave from the rooftop, and they're like, we gotta get the fuck out of here because there's some cops. Then Ezra and Ernest fight over the bag of money, and they burst the bag, scattering all the money on the ground, but it's actually newspaper clippings, so there was no money in the first place, really, that they were stealing. It was all a ruse. And those were the newspaper clippings that Scott saw after he woke up.
And the ones that Zelda switched out. So the money is still with her body.
And it got burned?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was like, where did the newspaper clippings come from? But that makes sense now.
Yeah. See, you don't get it.
I guess I didn't. I thought gotcha. I thought the cops just gave him, like, fake money.
That's possible.
But so then we get the Hadley perspective, which is Ernest's wife. And
loving wife.
Loving wife. It's a little one pager to end us off here, but she hears Ernest come home. He's kind of just, like, sitting on the couch, and Ernest says, don't ever leave me, and the book ends. And I think it's to show that, like, the real wealth is family and love or whatever, which is nice. And like money isn't everything, but also how money corrupts and creates this whole fucked up situation.
Turns friends against each other.
And also pay comics people more.
Yeah.
Because they probably deserve more. But what I am not crazy about is that there's no resolution on Scott. He just kind of like was left there and is like maybe he becomes a prolific drinker.
Probably.
And there's no resolution on Ezra because as soon as they like burst the money, he just like, he's like, well, that sucks. And then we don't see anything else.
Yeah.
And then James just caught astray during this whole thing.
That's tough.
Yeah.
He had like the easiest job.
Yeah, I know. All he had to do was act like a blind man.
And he got the smoke for
it. He's like the only one that died. So, but yeah, since all of his books are like 50 pages and having half the book retell the same story like a couple times, it feels like there's less character development or just like wacky situation to follow.
I can't say any of his books have that much character development.
Like kind of, I would say. I feel like more so in this book because he really sets up
your only frame of reference is one other book.
Yeah, but I liked it. I thought it was good. It was a little wacky situation.
Anyway, let's get into Back Matter Matters, Evan.
All right, Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters. We get the back page.
We get the page on the back, and it describes what the book is.
What do you rate this book, Nathan?
Wait, Scott's supposed to be F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Ew.
Dumbass.
I don't.
Who's James Ezra? James Joyce.
Who is that? Name one book he's read.
War and Peace.
False. You just said that.
The Book of Power.
I'm gonna look up James Joyce books.
Name the top. What's the first one that comes up, or one that you recognize?
Dubliners. That's not a book I recognize though. Ulysses.
Anyway.
But what do I rate this book? A nice baguette.
A baguette. Very good.
Because it's like, you know when you want a baguette, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like a full meal necessarily, but it's like just as satisfying.
Sure. So you're just out here eating baguettes?
It's like a nice little snack, I guess. I don't know.
When you want a carb load.
Yeah, exactly.
I give it like a small variety pack of like macaroons.
Ooh, okay.
Or macaroons is like how they pronounce it. But nice. You know, different flavors, you get to try them. And if you like that one, that's good. You might not like the next one. You know?
Yeah. I like that.
I love a matcha macaroon. Those always hit the spot.
I'm trying to look up Ezra Pound as well, and I don't recognize any of his books.
So it doesn't matter that much.
I wonder why he chose to make them based off of like writers or poets. It's just interesting.
Kind of easy.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess the fucking TMNT guys did it as well.
Oh, yeah. He pulled a TMNT.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's get into the pull list, Colin.
Shove it in your box.
The pull list, the pull list. What did you shove in your box? What are you getting this week? And also last week.
These last 2 weeks, Daniel, I got Holy Roller this week.
Three. Okay.
World's Finest 23.
Yeah.
Phantom Road, whatever number I'm on.
Eight.
I got Green Lantern War Journal, number 5.
Okay.
Justice League versus Godzilla versus Kong, number
4.
4, yeah. And I picked up Avengers Twilight. Do you know what that is?
The Chip Zdarsky Avengers.
Yes. Didn't even remember that was coming out.
And they're all vampires in Seattle.
And they sparkle.
Correct. Nice. Yeah. Can't wait.
So
good for that guy.
That's all I picked up.
I'm getting some of that stuff. I'm getting Black Hammer the End, number 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting Newburn, number 14.
When does that end?
Don't know. And I think I'll pick up the Garth Ennis James Bond, number 1.
He's doing James Bond?
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep. So.
What a guy.
Yeah. Or have you read anything?
I did read some stuff. I read World's Finest, number 23. Because I'm committed to staying up on that now.
Oh, so as soon as you buy it, you read it now?
Yeah.
100%. Read it in the car.
Yeah. And it's like in a storyline where they're in Kingdom Come universe. But what I just realized is that it's like before Kingdom Come happens. Because I was like, man.
Kingdom's coming?
The kingdom is coming. But now it's just Kingdom Before.
Ah.
is what they call it. But no, I was like, Superman's really young looking in this. Maybe Dan Moore just can't draw old people or something. And then I realized
it didn't put any gray in there.
Yeah. And then I saw like the Green Lantern, and he's got the cool armor, and he's got the sword. And I'm like, damn, he looks really young too. Mm. And I was like, maybe this is just before everything happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, that makes sense.
It's cool that like the writer of that is coming back to that, you know?
Yeah. And I was reading that and I was like, no one else could do this.
No one else is allowed.
No one. Yeah. Like Mark Waid would be like, what the fuck is going on here? You know? So it is cool that he's found a way to like introduce these characters.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. Neat. There's a scene where the Hawk woman of that universe gets her wing ripped off, and it's gross.
Yucky.
Yeah. So she can't fly anymore.
Okay.
Good book though. I also read Avengers Twilight. I mean, that's also pretty solid. Like Daniel Acuna has some incredible art. I don't remember, like, I know I recognized the name, and I was like, that was literally like the reason I picked it up, because it was like Chip and Daniel Acuna.
Uh-huh.
And
if you didn't recognize Daniel Acuna, you wouldn't have picked it up?
I don't know if I would have. I would have like flipped through it.
Wow.
I would have like flipped through it and be like, what's the art like? But I recognized Daniel Acuna and flipped through the book, and it was pretty good.
Cool.
It's like a older generation, like Avengers. So it's kind of like...
I'd rather go in blind, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Thanks.
But art is pretty crazy.
Because I will buy books and then not read them, you know, for at least a week, you know?
Yeah, true. But what else has he been on?
Daniel Acuna. Wasn't he on World's Finest? Like, he was like the fill-in artist?
No, I don't think so.
I know, that was Moore or something, right? Is that all you read?
I also read some solo while I was getting tattooed.
Ooh.
And I read the Tim Sale one. And so like the way that it works is that
one like, shots?
No. Well, like multiple one they're like it's like an anthology, but only that artist, you know? So like the first one for Tim Sale is like a Batman Catwoman one where they're like kind of just like doing a fight but like talking to each other at the same time. And I was like, this is really cool. And then I thought that was the only Tim Sale one. And then he completely switched up his like art style and did this like gritty, like romance crime book.
Does Tim Sale do all the art?
Or he just does some all of the art. Sometimes different people will write.
So I thought fucking, what's his name?
Darwin Cook.
Darwin Cook. He wrote?
He wrote for Tim Sale. He didn't do the art for that one. There's a different.
Who did the cover?
The cover is Mike Allred, I believe, okay. At least for mine. But there's a separate one for Darwin Cook. But for the Tim Sale one, there's like five different stories. And some of them he wrote Andrew. Some of them were written by other people.
Mm.
And so it was like super good. But he wrote like he drew like the best like romance crime, like five or six pager I think I've ever read. Because like every page I was like, wow. This is fucking comics right here. Like I had one of those moments and I was like, this is so cool. And then he did a Superman story that felt like it was just a part of the Superman for All Seasons.
Oh, nice.
Like it would have like been tacked on as like back matter or something. Like it felt just like that. It
felt right.
Yeah. And it's just like Superman going to prom, you know? And like he's not even Superman at that point. It's just Clark being like a high schooler with superpowers. It's just so good.
Nice.
So I'm a slowly read the rest of that, but it's very good.
Isn't that like 500 pages or something?
It's like 600, yeah.
Jesus. I've been reading more Berserk.
Nice.
I'm getting around to the part where people get hooked, and so I'm looking forward to that.
Because you're not hooked yet?
Like, I like it. You know, it's like good stuff. It looks fantastic, mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I just love being like obsessed with something.
Yeah.
You know, to where like...
You like can't put it down.
Yeah, where it's like... mostly what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So waiting for that because there's a lot and I would like to, you know, be that into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started a manga called Heavenly Delusion, which I told you about. It's a book that they're reviewing on Manga Splaining. So I like to read the stuff when I know they're going to be
nice. Okay.
Reviewing it. It's about these like kids that are in the school, but there's a big wall around their school and they don't know what's outside there because... outside is just what's outside of the school, you know? So it's okay. Kind of very Chroma vibes.
Got it.
You know? And then it also cuts to people that are actually on the outside. And it's like post-apocalyptic, like, nuclear fallout kind of world where the people are, like, surviving and there's, like, mutated animals and stuff like that.
But inside the school is chill?
Chill, yeah. There's, like, teachers and then there's kids and stuff.
Is it, like, big wall?
Big wall, like, can't clear it.
Like, how many acres? Many acres inside the wall? Or is it just, like, the school campus?
It's probably, like, as big as, like, our high school, if I were to guess.
Okay.
And then, like, big wall around that.
All right. Makes sense.
So, yeah. And, you know, the kids start asking questions and stuff like that. I think the more interesting stuff is the stuff outside the wall where it's, like, people surviving or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's pretty neat. I haven't finished it, but I think it has an anime that came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, it does.
Have you heard of it?
Or did you look
it up just now?
I was, like, listening to some podcast. Is there a guy named, like, Guts or something?
That's Berserk.
That's what we're talking about.
I'm talking about Heavenly Delusion.
Or, yeah, sorry. You were talking about Berserk before. Sorry.
Yeah.
There
is, like, a
Berserk anime. I have not heard of Heavenly Delusion.
Okay. What have you heard about Berserk?
I just remember there was, like, a funny bit about the guy named Guts, and he thought his name was Gus because of how they say it in the show. And so this guy was, like, super invested in Berserk and found out his name was Guts, like, later.
Yeah, he must not have had subtitles on or
something like that.
Or read it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. If like, that guy was... Because Guts is pretty, like, badass, you know?
Yeah.
And just to find out that his name is Gus?
Yeah, which is why...
I'd be like, I'm not even invested anymore.
That's a joke that they made. You thought this super badass guy named was Gus?
Gus Bus?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Dayno Okuna did Black Panther with Ta-Nehisi Coates. Sorry, it was bothering me. I had to look it up.
Is that the one we read?
Yeah.
Did you remember that we read that?
Yeah, we did.
I was
well, I'd read it before, too, so I was trying to remember.
Yeah. Watch anything?
I started Game of Thrones, like 6 episodes into that.
Neat.
Slept through some of them. Or like parts of some of them. Dude, it's so long. Like each episode. I know it's only like an hour, but when it's like 11:30 at night and she's like, let's watch another one.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, okay, I'll try my best.
Yeah, just be like, no, dude, I'm going to fall asleep and you're going
to
get mad at me.
I will have to tell her that because she did get mad at me. And she's like, you need to pay attention.
When do you get up for work?
Like 7.
Ah, must be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to bed.
Yeah. And we started that. We had finished Parks and Rec.
Yeah, we started. She started like throwing that on while we were like eating.
I love that show.
It's a great show.
Yeah. And yeah, so we're watching that now. And then I started a game called Pal World.
Pal World.
It's taking over the world. Literally, it's like the most played game on Steam right now.
Never fucking heard of it, so I guess not.
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear about it before then.
Okay. People keep saying it's Pokemon with guns, and kind of, because you can capture Pokemon-esque creatures and give them like AK-47s, but it's more, and it's a lot of fun.
It costs more?
Costs more to what?
You said it's more.
No, it's more than just Pokemon with guns. Because there's
like knives too, or what do you mean?
No, it's like a survival game as well. So you have to like make sure you have food or whatever, but you can build like a base and you can have your pals like help you build the base. So like water type Pokemon will like.
So you got slaves?
It does feel like that a little bit. And sometimes they like won't be happy with what they're doing. And so they'll be slower and look sadder while they are doing.
Because you don't pay them?
But as long as you are taking them out and exploring with them, they're like super happy. And like you can like pet them and stuff. It's very cute.
I don't understand why this is popular.
I think it's because
sounds exhausting
of how much you can do, and it like kind of took people by surprise. And it's like really solid. Like I think the main thing is that they do a really good job of capturing the feeling of seeing something new out in the wild and being like, "Holy shit, I've never seen that kind of pal before." And then you're like, "Oh my god, it's like 30 levels higher than me. I'm not even gonna be able to capture it." And
these are totally Pokemon.
Yeah, it's like I think there's like a big there's a lot of
is there a lawsuit against this because there should be
there might be like someone made a Pokemon mod and Nintendo had them take it down, so I know Nintendo knows about
like Power this World. Is fucking Raichu basically.
Yeah, I think that one looks more like Totoro but like with a Pikachu vibe, but I think there is some speculation. If
you showed me any of these other ones and told me it was a Pokemon, I'd believe you.
If you showed me them now and told me it was a Pokemon, I would believe you. And I've played the game, but I think there is speculation that the studio used some AI to get like the concepts down or something like that.
So you're supporting AI, Nathan?
I'm not supporting AI.
Dude, I don't even like this. Like looking at him, I'm like, no, that looks like the other one.
It's pretty fucking fun though. It's a good game. And
Dude, this fucking memes already.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Like, it has more players on Steam than Counter-Strike, and Counter-Strike has been, like, the highest.
What the fuck is that?
You don't know what Counter-Strike is?
No.
God, you're such a boomer, but basically...
I just play Portal, dude.
It's their, like, their biggest game, and it's always been, like, their biggest game. Because it's, like, an esport.
Counter-Strike?
Yeah, it's, like, a tactical shooter.
So someone shoots you, you gotta counter their strike?
Correct. Yeah, you got the game. So okay. You have heard of it.
sounds like killer. I see why it's so popular.
It's just a game that's only search and destroy, basically. But you have to like balance economy and stuff. It is a good game.
You have
but
to balance the economy?
Correct.
So you got to
every round trade, you get stocks? Money based off of how many kills you got. If you planted the bomb the last round, you can buy better guns. And it's like first to 16, I think. But I like Valorant a little bit better. But anyway, Pal World, it fucks pretty hard. Because there's... also like a system where you can find an egg out in the wild and like take it and incubate it, and it'll be like a fire egg or like a water egg or something, and you won't know what kind of Pokemon you're gonna get. And the first time I did it, I got this like little fox creature, and now I built a harness for it so that I can carry it and use it to shoot like flames, like a flamethrower. And it's pretty sick.
For sure.
I like it a lot. I didn't even expect to. Like when the boys decided we were gonna play it, I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to like this that much. And I like can't stop thinking about it.
Pretty I don't fun. Like the name. It's like it's too hard to say.
Pal World?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that hard.
Pal World.
Pal World, Pal World, Pal World, Pal World.
I think the L's just bang against each other too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, they do. They do. But good game.
Cool. I watched a movie called Self-Reliance. Have you watched that? I told you to watch it.
Mm-mm.
It's the Jake Johnson
oh, yeah.
directed and written and starred movie.
Yeah.
Good. It stars Anna Kendrick and Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd's in
and
that?
And Gata?
Gata? Wow.
Yeah, and it's fucking awesome. I loved it. And Sarah loved it. So
wow.
Yeah, it's a swift 90 minutes, dude. It's a crisp, clean, refreshing comedy? 90 minutes comedy.
Sweet.
He's a brief synopsis. He's trying to win $1 million on a dark web like game show where he can't, where he just has to survive a month, you know, and there's people trying to kill him. There's like bounty hunters, but he can't be killed if he's like with somebody. But okay. He's also kind of like a loner, so he has to like become
like friends with people.
Friends with people, yeah.
I like that a lot. It sounds kind of like, did you ever see Guns Akimbo?
No. The
Daniel Radcliffe one?
Radcliffe one, yeah, where his guns are, like, drilled to his hand or something.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also, like, that one's also based off of, like, a dark web game, but, like, it's, like, a dark web Twitch stream.
Isn't there one with, like, Dave Franco?
I'm not familiar with a lot
like,
of his movies.
He gets, like, it's, like, with this girl or whatever, and they are basically always streaming or whatever, and then people, like, tell him to do challenges and stuff. And I think they have to kill people and stuff. And I don't know. And I think they die if they don't or whatever. But anyway, yeah, it's really cool. It's I think like it's very funny. If you like New Girl, he's just Nick Miller, you know? So
I think it's just Nick Miller and everything.
Yeah.
He's a very honest actor.
And I'm here for it. I'll watch all of this shit.
Cool. It's cool that he directed a thing.
Yeah, he...
And it got like a lot of backing for it and stuff.
Yeah, like he was really like worried about it with like... I guess they shot it in like 17 days or whatever.
Holy shit.
Yeah, which is like crazy for a movie.
Yeah, because normally it's like, I mean, depending on the type of movie, but it's at least 3 months.
Yeah, so he's real stressed out with like pandemic stuff, or it might not have even been through the pandemic, but like the writer's strike and whatnot.
Mm.
But then luckily Hulu picked it up and it's sick. And I highly recommend it.
That's awesome. I will watch it.
Good.
You have my word.
Good.
I think that's it.
No, Nathan.
Oh, what else we got?
I have a new segment I think would be fun.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
New segment dropped?
Yeah, new segment dropped. Babe, wake up. New segment dropped. I'm stealing this from another podcast. It's called The Big Picture.
Okay.
It's like a movie podcast. So
that's a good name.
We're going to do a comic book auction, Nathan.
Okay.
Here's how it works. We both have $100 theoretical dollars, because I don't have $100. Do you?
Not on me. I have 8.
Good for you.
Will that work?
Anyway, I'm going to name like 10 to 15-ish comics that are coming out this year, and we're going to bid on them. And you only have $100.
Okay. I gotcha.
And so if you don't win the bid, you don't get to read that comic.
But I don't know what's coming up next.
I mean, I can tell you all of them if you want.
Okay. But we only have $100 to spend. And if I win the bid, you don't get to read the book.
Correct.
Okay. I like this.
Okay. Would you like to know the book? So you just want to go for it?
I'll just go for it.
Okay.
I'll know if I want to read it.
All right. Sin City is coming back, Nathan.
50 cents.
I thought at $1.
Okay. You can have it.
All right. Cool.
fuck, this is hard.
All right. Fall of the House of X.
Ooh, I'll throw in like $3.
Let's go $4.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You can have it.
No. Nathan wins for $3.
I called your fucking bluff, bitch.
I just want to drive up the price.
I know. Money. Now you have less money.
Jason Aaron's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
$10.
$10, $15.
Ooh, fuck.
You have $97 right now, so...
I didn't bid anything. I haven't won any books. I still have $100.
You won the last one.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations.
No, I didn't. Dude, you're already cheating on your game.
I don't want to read X-Men.
You already did. This is not an auctions work. There's no take-backsies.
Take it back
where I'm not playing.
Fuck. All right. Now, you have $100 still.
And also give me TMNT for $15.
No. All right, so $4 for me. I guess I'm reading this fucking X-Men book.
Yep, you are. Sorry.
So
TMNT, what did I say? 15?
I said 15. You said 10.
Okay. 20.
25.
All right, you have it.
20, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm running out of money, dude.
I know. I'm going to get some good shit.
Joker, year one.
Who's that by again?
Chip Zdarsky.
$20.
All right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because is he drawing that too?
I think he's doing covers. I think Jorge is doing the art.
Oh, even better.
Garth Ennis's James Bond book.
The one you picked up already?
Yeah, I'll start with $1.
I'll go $2.
$3.
Okay, you can take it. Okay. I don't want to read it that much.
All right. Cy Spurrier's Hellblazer.
It does look really good. I know it came out already.
Oh, it did?
I haven't seen it. I think it came out this week or last week, but I'll go $5.
Five? You can have that.
Okay.
The new Ghost Machine stuff that's coming out.
I'm not even going to bid.
You just
have it.
All right, $0. I win. There's a Black Widow and Hawkeye book coming out.
Who's it by? Do you remember?
Don't.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll go $5.
I'll go $6.
I'll go $8.
All right, you can have it.
How much money do I have left? I'll
What's 33 minus 100?
That's going to be 67.
Seven. You have $67.
Okay, I'll keep track.
The Creature of the Black Lagoon Lives.
4. How much money do you have left?
I don't know. 33. So I have $67 right now.
Oh, shit. Wait, we're equal?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, no, you got Black Lagoon Lives, which is $4.
Okay, so now... I have 63.
Yep. Man's Best.
Oh, fuck. This is a big one.
I got to pull up the calculator.
Do I have to start the bid every time?
I can start the bid. $10.
14.
15.
Hard bargain. $19.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Nathan.
Okay.
Big ticket item here.
Oh, shit. I just spent $19.
Batman Dark Age.
Oh, Mark Russell and Allred?
Yeah.
$15.
$20.
I do really want to read this.
Yeah.
Like Mike Allred drawing a bunch of Batman suits.
The Space Age Mark team, Russell dude.
Writing about the fucking Cold War or some shit.
Yeah, dude.
$26.
I'm going $30.
$30?
I'm going $30.
$35. Do you want it?
$40.
Okay. All right. You got it. You spent a fuckload of money, though.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
All right. Minus $40. How much money you got?
I got $44.
I got $27.
Ooh.
All right. Daniel Warren Johnson's Space Mullet.
Fuck. That's a good one.
Yeah.
$15.
16.
Really?
Yeah.
18.
Okay. All right.
Let me contact my accountant real quick. All right, I have $26 left.
I have $27.
Okay. You could outbid me on anything, technically.
We got a Red Hood book by Sanford Green.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go 5.
Yeah, I'll go 6.
7.
8.
9.
How much money you get?
It doesn't matter. Is it worth it to you?
10.
Okay, you can have it.
All righty. And we have the Scott Snyder and Tom Hardy book called Arcbound.
Is that the last one?
That's the last one.
Okay, $26.
All right, you win.
Or $18.
Okay. No take back keys, Nathan.
Okay, that's fair.
All right. So, the books you're getting this year, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting Joker, Year One.
Yup.
You're getting Cy Spears, Hellblazer.
Yup.
You're getting Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Yup.
You're getting Creatures of the Black Lagoon Lives.
I guess.
You're getting Space Mullet.
Yes.
And Arcbound.
Yes, dude. That's a good... That's probably the only books I'm going to read this year.
Okay, okay. I got Sin City.
Sorry.
Fall of the House of X.
You're going to have no idea what the fuck is going on.
TMNT.
That's pretty good. That's a big one.
Garth Ennis, James Bond, Ghost Machine.
You got some shit.
I got Man's Best.
Yep.
Batman Dark Age.
Wait, no. I got Man's Best, didn't I?
How much did you say?
I spent however much money was needed.
Oh, $19? Okay, you got Man's Best. I think I... Wait. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
You got Man's Best. I also got Batman Dark Age and Red Hood by Sanford Green.
That's a good list.
Good list.
I think I'm reading more better books than you. I'm going to be honest.
I think I'm going to have a much happier 2024 than you are.
You think you are? You're going to enjoy the fall of the House of X?
I'll read the first issue and then jump it. But anyway, I thought that was fun.
That is fun. Now I know what I'll prioritize this year.
Yeah. And remember, you can't read any of the other stuff.
I can't. No, I'm not going to.
Guess the rules. I'll tell you how good they are.
I can't read fucking TMNT now.
Nope, can't read it. I'll call your shop. Like, don't sell this to him.
Yeah, he's not allowed. He didn't bid on it.
He lost the auction. But anyway, that was fun. Thanks everybody for watching. Thanks for listening. Bit of a shorter one.
Yep.
But you can.
But the last one was long, so
yeah.
Stop complaining.
Yeah, we need rest. Sorry, I didn't edit the last one. I'll edit this one.
Yeah.
We got a link tree in the bio. You can like, comment, subscribe on stuff.
Please do.
Yeah. Give us a good old 5 stars.
For real, for real.
For 200 maybe.
201 weeks for you. Not for us. We don't like reading this.
Yeah. I don't like Nathan.
I don't like this bullshit Jason book.
He's a bottom three sibling.
Yeah.
You can tell us what your favorite Jason book is.
Tell us what you would have bid on the most.
What you're most excited for 2024.
Yeah.
DreamRiverspot@gmail.com. And that's it. Yeah.
Peace out, y'all.
All right. Goodbye. All right. And we're back.
We're back. What are we going to read next week, Daniel?
We forgot a whole fucking segment.
Yeah, we did.
I got carried away with new segments.
Are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read next week?
I actually have no idea.
Okay. So next week, we're coming out on the 9th. The episode before Madam Web comes out. And it's also like our romance week, Nathan.
Ooh, that's right.
So we can either do Madam Web or romance book.
We were planning on doing Love Everlasting for a while, right?
Yeah.
I think we should do that because fuck Madam Web.
Okay.
Honestly. But I think just a Love Everlasting trade, right?
Surely, right?
I think so.
Did it come out through Image or Dark Horse?
I think it was Dark Horse, but yeah, there is a Love Everlasting trade.
Is that unlimited?
Nope.
Ah, fuck. Okay. Let me check Hoopla.
But I think the book did come out for free on his...
Substack.
I was like, StubHub?
Well, it's also on Hoopla, so both volumes.
Cool.
Did that stop, or are they still making that?
No, it's still coming out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll maybe I'll cut this in. Or no, I'll just put it at the end.
Yeah, put it at the end.
All right, cool.
We did not forget this. Last thing
for our
202nd.
For what?
For our 202nd episode.
For 202. Our Valentine's Day book.
Mm-hmm.
All right, goodbye again.
All right, bye.